very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing or the worsening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash shortages.
Zimbabwe's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and swelled the ranks of economic exiles. A number of retailers and other businesses are offering big discounts to cash-paying customers and limit the amounts they can charge on credit cards or refuse to accept them altogether.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has threatened to enforce the Banking Youth Promotions Act to deal with suspected cash hoarding retailers and wholesalers as the cash crisis worsens. Chinamasa told MPs in Parliament last week that some companies were being monitored daily and the alleged culprits could have their trading licenses cancelled. But are the traders to blame for the country's cash shortages? Gibbs.
Yes, that's a big question which needs to be answered today or some other time. Mm-hmm. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Onguka nasi hama wadiwa tutauti tinge tichitarisa nezwe kushomeka kwe mari. Tukunzuka wati dambu zikoria rinengere ukomba rakare. So pakuti vanhu varare wakafika boots vari panze pema banga waka mire utura mari. Asi mari zacho za varugu zoa na zinenge ziri shoma vamwe ma $25 vamwe ma 40. Zishungo darudaro tutakunzuka wati dambu ziko rekushomeka kwe mari. Riru kanga nisa hezwa kati munyika. Uye kutuo chikafu chiruku wanika ere muzvitoro uye chiri kudhura here kana kuti mitengo yacho ichiri nani nekune rimwe divi hurumende iri kuti chiri kukonzera kuti munyika mushomeke mari inyaya yevanhu vasiri kushandisa mabhanga vachitiwo vamwe vachatorerwa maresines asi dzimwe nyanzvi munyatsi zvopfumi dzinoti aiwa uku kwakuda kungozora vezvitoro ava mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya Gibbs.
Yes, zuruka ndaba lingani linjani kuna ngapo lapha elikhona thina lapha lo blessing siyaphila. Yes, xoxa ngakho ke lamhlanje ukuthi imali injani kuna ngapho ke emabhanga. So kuthi abanye bayithola mbijana kunoko kuyingcosana abanye batholi yona even isente lesikhala. So ke bathi abanengi sebelala emabhanga so kudala kwaqhaza phela lokho njalo kuqhubekela phambili. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuthi izibabho kulunge konke konoko kungazani kuyahlupa. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ama credit card lawo ungani awuyenelisi ukuthi uthole imali khona phana. Kuzobuya ke izitolo ezinengi singathi indawo ezinengi ziyavalwa sibili ngoba imali kayikho eZimbabwe kuyahlupa please.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri. He's an economics lecturer at the University of Free State in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Are the demonstrations still continuing in South Africa against Mr. Zuma?
Well, they are continuing. Yes, I think on Wednesday I heard that they are also going to have another demonstration.
Interesting times in South Africa. But of course, today we want to focus on Zimbabwe. But of course, we can talk about South Africa since Zimbabwe is also using the rand, Gibbs.
And South Africa and Zimbabwe are big trade partners.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation, Mr. Mudzingiri. So at the end of the day, there's no money, nothing in the banks. And, you know, people can get about $25, $40 a day and so forth. So now, what's the basis of all this kind of problem? What's the problem, really?
I think the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is something that has been happening for a long time. And basically what I think is the cash shortage is basically because of there are certain services, especially in government, that are being paid for that are not attached to productivity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you have people being paid for flying or these other jobs that are not related to generation of income, they tend to create that shortage because we are there's a huge outlay of money that is not totally attached to productivity, and that I think is the biggest challenge that we have. What even if we have exports, part of the money is going to be used for goods that do not generate production within the economy. Mm-hmm. It's actually externalization of money. Because if you get money, then you become a tourist. It means you are actually you are importing or exporting the currency that we have in the country. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a country, because most of our actually the activities that are happening in government, they are directly attached to production. Mm-hmm. So we cannot have this. So we can have the biggest number of workers in Zimbabwe are civil citizens. Mm-hmm. And these civil citizens are being paid. And what they are paid for, if you look at it, it's not something that is attached to exports. It's basically production that is within. And sometimes, because we are using foreign currency, it becomes very difficult for them to generate enough income to pay the civil servants. Mm-hmm. They understand like if we are using foreign currency, then most of our goods and services should be exported so that we can generate more income in the currency. If we are to use the domestic currency like the bond, then it can only cater for production that is happening within the economy. But the biggest challenge is like the production that is happening within the economy is quite limited, and it means eventually, if we have more bond notes being circulated within the economy, they are not in line with the production. And mm-hmm. also, foreign currency also will be in short supply because we are not exporting so much.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mudzingiri, some people might say, why not just print more bond notes? What are the negative implications of that, if any?
You know, money should have some intrinsic value, and mm-hmm. there should be mm-hmm. trust within that money. Mm-hmm. So if we print a currency that does the way there's no trust in that there's intrinsic value, it may not be attached to production. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can just create a paper that you say that it's equivalent to the US dollar or to the rand. Remember, when we see the US dollar is got value of production that is happening in America. If you look at the GDP for the United States, for example, it's about 14 trillion mm-hmm. or close to 15 trillion. If you look at that, it means the value that we see of the US dollar is also attached to the production that is happening amongst the American firms. So you can't just create a currency that is not backed with the productivity within the country. So if our production was going to, it was possible for us to also have a currency that is in line with production. Mm-hmm. Remember, what we need in the economy initially is not the money. What we need initially within the economy is production. Mm-hmm. And if we have production, because there's no double content where we have someone who would want a cow and someone who is also expecting maybe a bucket of milk, mm-hmm. then we would need the currency that will actually lubricate the transactions among the people within the economy. Mm-hmm. So if we don't have good and services, then it will not make sense for us to print the bonds that are not attached to production.
Thank you. Gibbs?
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon to Lapake Blessing. We've got several people that have sent messages, and one of them is Alec. Alec, let's see what Alec says. You know, the network is disappearing a little bit. It comes and goes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. So now let's see. Alec is saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Johannesburg, and I like your programs. Then we've got another guy, Colin Shamyarira. He says, I'm also there. You guys, thank you so much for giving us this kind of program. And then Chasi Kwecha Deni says, we are tired of these people that are always giving us this kind of torrid time. So when are they going to step down? So that is according to Chasi. Mm-hmm. So do you have any caller?
Tina varikuti Comrade Bemba variku South Africa. Makadi. Makadi. Va Bemba. Zorai volume ye radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane. Ah, rikatiedze kuzovafondira Gibbs nare yawo inenge iri kuti netsei. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mudzingiri, I see that Newsday has got an article here saying the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority actually surpassed its revenue target for the first quarter by 6% after gross collections totaling 862.47 million due to compliance and support. So here's exactly what they say. Quote, gross revenue collections for the first quarter amounted to 862.47 million and were 6% above target. Net collections after refunds were 2% above target and amounted to $826.63 million. So now, Mr. Mdzingiri, it appears as if now Zimbra has hit its target. But after hitting this target, does it mean that maybe there could be some bit of money in the market?
Not necessarily, because you see their target collection is not enough to cater for the expenditure that is supposed to be carried within the economy. So even if they hit their target, what they are actually generating within the economy is quite very low compared to the expenses that the government is also partaking. So in that sense, it simply means that of course there would be an improvement, but it's not enough for them to actually be able to cater for the expenditure within the whole economy.
And Mr. Mdzingiri, the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujga, said that if the bond notes fail, he will step down. Would you urge him to step down?
Well, I think it's his own opinion. But my thinking is, I think it was written on the wall that if this bond note may not be, we're going to fail. Because, the issue that is actually troubling Zimbabwe is there is no enough foreign currency. So to have the bond replacing the foreign currency, I think it's impractical. Why? Because even if they would print a lot of bonds, that will not translate into foreign currency. We have seen that for some time they've been struggling with the foreign currency. So why? The more they increase the bond, the more we will see the foreign currency disappearing. Why? Because everyone is now keeping the money under the pillow, and I think even the president is thinking that he's also keeping the money under the bed. So whether they would want to print whether you would like to print more bonds, eventually we will see that it will fail, because people cannot import using bonds. They would want to go into the market again and also buy the foreign currency so that they can import goods and services. So since there's arbitrage that will eventually happen, eventually the bond is going to be devalued. And when it is devalued, that's when it will start failing. And we have seen quite a number of signs actually happening. Although the government is telling us that they can force people to use the bond, that will not work. We have seen, it's only that the government is slow at learning, but we have seen with the price controls, they do not work. They cannot control the price of the bond if it is in excess. So it's written on the wall. If he would want to resign, he can resign, but I think he's fighting a losing battle. I don't foresee him succeeding with the bond and the bond living for quite a long time.
Gibbs.
Yee lapha ke zulukandaba siyamuzwa ukukhuluma lapha umnumzana uMdzingiri ukhuluma kunenge sibili ukuthi loba nje iZimbra ingani ifikisile lokho kathi kangelele ngenyanga zokuqala zomnyaka ukuthi thola imali ethize kodwa kaboni ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uyakukhumala kangako. So ngokutsho kwakhe uthi imali iyabe lokho isilela akutsho ukuthi sokule mali enenge kumbe eZimbabwe hayi uthi yee bayenelisile ukuthi bathanyathanyele khona kweza ama-tax kumbe ngithi umthelo wabantu lento ezinjalo. So ke kodwa ukuthi hayi imali ayisoze ingani iyangena kumkhonomi kumbe ngithi kumnotho welizwe. So nxa sikhangeleke okhunywe izimbra ithi eZimbabwe libe lenelisile ukuthola 862.47 khonapho ke imali ezithize enjalo. Khonapho kade ikhangelele ukuthi ithole 812.94 ekuqaliseni komnyaka, kodwa ungani ke ithole nje ukuthi xaxa kancane. Kodwa bathi khonoko akukhangeleli ukuthi kumbe kuncede ilizwe kangako. So ke kodwa umnotho uyabula lokhu ngani uyafanana. Yeah, so when looking at issues to do with you know, the money market in Zimbabwe, generally, what can you say about, you know, the absence of the United States dollar? What is causing all this?
Sorry, if we are looking at the money market,
yes, in Zimbabwe, why is the US dollar disappearing?
It's simple, because everyone who is holding the bond would like to use it to spend it in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is like all the US dollars that are in the market, people would want, like to hold them under the pillow because they have value with them. The US dollars do have value. The value has been started for over more than 400 years. So everyone who is holding bond notes would like to pass them to the next person. So everyone who finds the US dollar is using it as his treasury or as wealth that is being saved for future consumption. And you see, the people have seen that the bond cannot be trusted, and they are not sure whether it will continue working, because already there's a disparity between, when we look at its value. The value at some point in some market is actually going down. So by that, the people have actually made the point that they dispose all the bonds that they have and keep, or they tend to hide all the US dollars that they have. So anyway, right now, if we could go around and look around all these big people, like even say the ministers and all those people, if you would go in their bedroom, we will find a lot of US dollars being hidden there. Mm-hmm. But because they are hypocrites, they would want us to believe that we are the people who are hiding the US dollar. But in reality, the rich people are the ones who have got more capacity for raising more US dollars. And those are the people who are also getting more bond notes. So they are actually disposing the bond notes and holding onto the US dollar. And I think that's the question that has been talked about before the bonds were actually introduced.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Gresham Law states that if there's good money and bad money, usually the bad money chases the good money away. Mm. People will simply hoard the good money, in this case, the US dollars, and then they would rather use the bond notes. Mm. Tina Mutere Argu Chegutu, Vamakoni Magadi. I want Tina and Paris Pachegutap. I want this was a Mutuakumaka or Macum Munoro. I want to attend a school. Zakamira say, Panya de Maripache Gutap.
Yes, the Maricuno Zane Sakuno. Uma Benga, Kuna Mariuka and Nongo Gato Joga, that 2008.
Saka panu po wanu wangani mativa nanu rana pa bank zimengua opo wa $30 yema
panu kuna unu kuna kusika uonu bata number 100 but zimengua panu kuna upo waka na wanu 20 kana wanu 30 pazuwa rese wajipu wama $30 anima bond yuwa yusa adita tombori zima ni wombe ya takutona yekuma yusa yaro $20 $20 achi ya kutopera food. But then there are the number 5 in the Nongo Nego Apple. But the Utah that will pay. Saka bondi racho ravari kuda kuomera kuti hatina kubudisa $10 nemafaito kuti rinozodona. Vachatozvichatova manikidza kubudisa nekuti hapasina dzimwe plani dzavakaita. Gavhina havana kana imwe plani izvozvo vakatopererwa.
Saka mitengo yakasiyana here naiva makoni yekushandisa bondi, yekushandisa US dollar nekushandisa makadzi kuchegutu zvinofamba sei?
Zvinhu zvavane mapurize maviri, kana uchashandisa bondi kana makadhi zvine imwe purize kunyanyanya munana Harare umu zvatove nemapurize maviri ebhondi neyuza nekadhi kana matatu mapurize, kana riri kadhi nepurize yaro, kana iri bhondi nepurize yayo, kana iri yuza nepurize yaro. Mapurize eyuza ndeanenge akati tikei ezvimwe zvaanenge akatokwira. Toreva kuti kana yuza ratopera zvinhu zvakutotanga kutokwira zvekudzoka kumabhiera cheki yavatatiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinokutendai, ndida kukozisawo vamwoyo vepakadoma apa. Ndinokutendai vestudioseven nokuti ndine munotipawo news dzatinokwanisa kunge tichipinda votitaura zvatinoda.
Aiwataura
zvaunoda zvakana zvaunofunga kuredhiyo dzemunomu hazvibudisi paredhiyo nonotonziyo uruwe zvakati zvikazoti. Saka inini munenge hamuna kwamakarerekera ndozvatinoya kutendera izvozvo dai maramba makangodaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni.
Ndinokutendai, regai tizobatana mangwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Makoni. He says the situation in Chegutu, that's in Mashonaland West, is not good. He's saying that, you know, you queue the whole night and then you get only $30 and these are coins. So there might be coins? 100 people, yes, 100 people who are queuing, only 20 will get the cash and the rest you have to sleep another day. But he's saying that it's clear that the government has failed all this issue of blaming the traders and wholesalers of allegedly hoarding money. He says that's not true. It's just that the government has failed. And lastly, he said Studio 7 for him is a source of balanced news, and he's saying keep it up, Gibbs.
It's good to hear that. Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is a political and economic commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, kids. How are you?
I know siyaphila kunjani kuna ngapha?
Hi, ngapha wanuyagodola, and I want to say good evening to the listeners all over the world.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, siyabonga. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi akula mali eZimbabwe, akutshela uZulu sibili ukuthi kume njani. Abanye phela nxa kuthiwa akula mali, abantu balalela imali emabhanga, abakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani, akubeke sibili.
Ye, awuhlupho solukhona elizweni. Akhanya loke lukhula ngasikhangele indaba zemali emabhenki. Umnumzana osanda ukukhuluma ngiyavumelana laye ukuthi abantu balala emabhenki ubusuku bonke kuze kuse umuntu athole $20 or $30. And ilayini yabitshaya khona lekhatshana inde omunye umuntu angatholi kodwa lele godola kathesi sesiqalisa umqando kathesi and abantu sebethwele nzima. Njengomuntu okhuluma esebenza nabantu abazithengiselayo ama-vendors njengenhlanganiso yebulawayo vendors, kulusizi kakhulu ngoba abantu besebenza labo ngabantu abarelya ngecash nemali ukuthi nxa umuntu ethenga amatamatisi, ethenga imbhida, ethenga amacezi, umuntu omele abe le-cash esandleni. So kusho ukuthi nxa imali ingasatholakala emabhenki, abantu esebenza abantu bethu ama-vendors lawasala kakasela mpilo. And looking at that, siyakwazi ukuthi the majority of people that are found in this country kathesi ama-vendors. Abantu abaningi they are relying on vending to raise school fees, to raise imali zokuya esibhedlela. So umuntu kathesi engagula sokusuka nzima ukuthi a-raise enough money to go esibhedlela, njengoba sazi ukuthi abantu abazithengiselayo duke babala medical aid scheme, i-medical scheme leyanokuthi uyabhadala imali ngenyanga uvukuthi esibhedlela. So nxa kungasela cash ebuyayo abantu abazithengiselayo kusho ukuthi abantu besebeza kufa ngoba imali kayikho. So ludubo olukhulu kakhulukazi okudinga ukuthi ngabe liyalungiswa, but siyazi ukuthi uhulumende wesehlulekile ukuthi alilungise. Ngakho-ke eyi kunzima, kunzima kakhulukazi.
Yes, siyakuzwa ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana baba Ndiweni. So he says, you know, it seems as if the problem is more when that people who are trying to make a living on the streets, and they don't get money. So if you don't get money, where do you go? Mm-hmm. So he says, at the end of the day, most of them end up not going to hospitals and, mm-hmm. you know, catering for their needs, mm-hmm. because there's no money. So mm-hmm. he says the situation is pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vamzingiri muripo iriparunari?
Yes, yes.
Kova mwaruguti Zimbabwe yadi ungo batana ne nyika dzirimu Rand Union yashandisa Rand. Sezvirikuita vana Lesotho nedzimwe nyika.
Onkele inogona kuva iri nzira imwe inogona kubatsira Zimbabwe, but zvinodinana kuti vatungamirira vacho vanozvitambira zvakaita sei. Nokuti kubatana ne Rand Union zvinoreva kuti mirenge makushanda nemitemo ye South African monetary policy. Zvinogona kubatsira nyika because tinenge takushandisa mari ine uremu kunyange zvaive ichimbodzikira kusimba kwayo, asi kudzikira kusimba kwayo kuri controlled neproduction iri kuita muSouth Africa, nokuti South Africa inyika huru ine yatinoti iyo production kana GDP inotoswa kuma 378 billion. Tichitarisa neZimbabwe inongori ne production iri padzidzi ne 10 billion. Zvinoreva kuti kana vakajoina SACU inoti Rand Union, vanogona kubatsira kana kuti vari vachiprindiwa mari inoenda nezvavanoprodusa muZimbabwe. And vashandi vanenge vachikwanisa kuwana mari yavo yavanengezvinhu zvavanenge vaprodusa nenguva, zvipende kuti mariivanenge vasatishandisa mari vanenge vasati vabhadharwa mari yezvinhu zvavasinga produce. Nyaya huru iri kuitika muZimbabwe ndeyekuti kana vakange vapinda muRand Union vanofanira kunge vasati vachaita mamwe maexpenditure ari outside production. Zvinhu zvakangotaura zvokuti muhurumende mune zvinhu zvoitwa zvakawanda zvatingaivone kuti production kungo imari yango tingapati mufananidzo wekuti zvakaita vana independence, hatingati vanhu vanokusupply magoods and services avo paindependence, but mari inopedzwa nehurumende pazvinhu zvakaita sana independence haungati inoingiriza production munyika. Saka pane maexamples akawanda emari dzinobatwa nehurumende zvisinei neproduction dzakawanda, ende idzodzo ndizoita kuti dzicreate unnecessary shortages because kana vatungamiri vehurumende vachibhuruka nende imari dzikutobuda kunze kwenyika, vatungamiri vehurumende vachiva yakawanda vari kunze kwenyika, imari vanoshandisa foreign currency, mari inenge pamwe ichishandisa production munyika imomo. Saka kana vakapinda kuRand Union vakatedzera mitemo yacho inodiwa, zvinogona kubatsirawo nyika kuti iendere mberi. Chikuru ndechekuti kana mapinda mubhora reRand Union unotedza mutemo reRand Union munogona kudi kuendera mberi nekuti nyika isimukire, asi kana vanhu vakatadza kutedzera mutemo yacho zvinoonesa kuti nyika ingaendera mberi here kana pasina kudi kutedzera mutemo yeRand. But chazvinoreva ndechekuti kujoina Rand Union you also munoruzayavanoti yavanofarira kutaura
sovereignty,
hamuchakwanisi kuti mungoita zvamada, munenge mava kuteedzera mitemo yeSouth African Reserve Bank.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
ye inomnumzana lapa kuti ozbese city ucaptain Komo uko nangatake Botswana. Komo, kunjani? Uyanzwa Komo?
Ubaba Nkomo esi Botswana.
Komo, kunjani? Baba Nkomo, Captain Nkomo in Botswana, how are you? Kokumbe nje uCaptain Nkomo khona unjani? Kungazani ucingo lwanga khona luqhumekile lapha. So
let's go to Mr. Ndiweni.
Yeah, Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, so asithi ke baba Ndiweni usukuhlalile kwampana elayinini ebhanga uzama ukudinga imali yakho, eh? Kwehlule sibili ukuthi imali oyithola ngalamhla awuyitholi kusasa, kugcina ngani manje?
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi angiwa ngikhilwe ekuqaleni ukuthi sometimes uyawufunda uye esibhedlela ngithi engxenye ukugqelelwa phela sukugcina futhi ezimbazweni kuba khona engxenye abanye ababeyithola imali ngendlela ezinye siyazi ukuthi bona nayo ibhele esile bugwelegwene obunjani. Abayebegcina besiya bengena ezikweledini besiyabolekeyabo kubosimbazwe abamazulisayo ukuthi at least umuntu wami angafi ngimthe esibhedlela.
kodwa abanye futhi bayahlala bengalayo sengibona abaningi futhi ngivele ebheki ngehlile luthola imali kangisela into engizayenza imali akhona kangilayo ngela angeke hambe ngetshoni so ikunzima ukuhlangana nabantu kakhulukazi abanye ngxenye umuntu ngeke zabanye mhlakhabe sikhona nakhona ngiyazama ikhokhesi ukuthi ngitransfer imali ami ikhokhesi from the bank adefika ikhokhesi ngangulwalo ajente ogangileyo futhi afika amtshele ukuthi ngiyawuthatha i-commission nxa ufuna ngiwunike imali so uvele ubone ukuthi izinto sezivole kanjani elizwe so ibunzima abantu abahlangana labo kulezi nsuku
so ungahamba uyethatha isimbazo khona ngale pho bakubhadalisa imali enganani
lengandiyaqhuma
mbithana angisazi yeyinto bangacela isimbazo ungahamba uyecela isimbazo nxa usuyibhadala ibhadala njani
abanye babelesi uzawuthi abanye balama commission ukuthi abale interest eyabifakiwe ukuthi maybe afithi nxa uboleka nxa i-$100 yathi wabhadala maybe 10% or bhadala 20% or bhadala 5% depending but yabe isizele and nxa uboleka leyo mali kutho ukuthi usulomlando ukuthi yena ine-bank udinga imali imali yakhona ingakwani uyebhadala umuntulwana udefaulte akucharge enye interest nxa nyangiphela angithi yabona ukuthi abantu sebengene ehlupheni olungakanani
So yeah, bamba kona punga ikachana. So that is Mr. Nkomo. He says people end up going to some kind of money dealers, you know, called Izimbazo, you know,
loan sharks.
Loan sharks, yeah. So and he says if you talk about $100, the interest rate can be very high. Could be 20%,
wow,
10%, and then he says where the problem is is that you know that money you won't get it. You go to the bank and default today. The person puts the percentage. You default again tomorrow. Puts another percentage. So you're done, you know, literally. So, okay, this is Captain Nkomo, Okonangale, Botswana. Captain Nkomo, kunjani baba?
Oh, baba, kiss.
Nyawazi ti velu umsakazo we Studio 7, uyawuthanda kodwa ehlisa phela umsakazo wakho. Iredio yakho baba.
Ngizomkholisa ngangikhuluma lali madoda.
Yeah, ehlisa mbijana phela isikhulu sami.
Yase ngithi
Awoni ke.
Zwana kuthe.
Tshela mina.
Zwana kuthe. Khangela ngo-1980. Sathi sithatha ilizwe sathola ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile too much. Sase sithaba kakhulu, sathaba kakhulu sangena emabhenki sathatha imali sakhipha sakhipha sithenga ama foreign currency lapha sidinga ukuthi sinothe. Sathatha amaplazi sadiliza ayenothile. Ngabe amaplazi lana sahlonipha sahlonipha ilendi. Lalamhlanje ngabe sile mali yethu iqinile ifile iqinile. Now hamba $5 pound fike ngidalwe ifenyanga sengitayisile. Ngifike ngidalwe intinya. Kanti sanga ukuhamba $5 siyanathi. $5. Zwani ndikele. Asihloniphele umhlaba, sikhuze abantwana bahlale phansi benga chawe imsindo weboda besithi silime, sifuye, ingaphi cold storage, ingaphi traders, ingaphi i-national foods eHarare, ingaphi tobacco industry. Sekungama Senoma manyobonyo ngabe izwe lethu li siyalibamba sithula abadala bathule bathi zwi sibuyele phansi ngacela emzini silime sithengise amakhiwa nqa ufuna ke bank gift ikhiwa lamhla nqa libhenke 10 million ivele shamba elinye libhenke 20 million elinye libhenke 1 million abantu ngabe se bank basuka bathola imali nqa kungalakhiwe libhenkayo Where are you going to get money? I-47 ayifuneke ebhenki. Nxa wawumcomrade kumbe wawulisoja kumbeyini hloniphana amabhenki liwahloniphe liyesabe khangela ibhotswana. Ibhotswana kathetha abantu bonke sebefuna ilendi because they know where money comes from. Sebefuna ilendi. Njalo babanika abathatha iminyaka mna ngabhalisi ngifuna umhlaba ngifuna ukulima ngutholi. Buya uzobona lapha endima khona gift ebhotswana. Kulihlaza kuthe joko abafana bezimbabwe balima abadrayiva amatrekta balima abanye benzani kulihlaza kuthe joko hloniphani ilendi lizathola imali
five years
now we are going to 40 years alisoze phele liyithola imali will never get that money abanikazi bemali balikhangele ngamehlo they are still running around balikhangele we are running around where are you going to get money ngakhuluma molumi umchayini my friend wantshela wathi kokona ngisithi asihambe phela uyevula ibhizinesi ezimbabwe wathi no mna nxa ngifike ezimbabwe ngizafika ndithengise ngeyena angeke ngithengise ngemali yakini ngizathengisa ngeyena because alinamali alihloniphi imali you don't respect your mind Asi isoni pangi mala, you never get money. Abantu bazibaka abakhohle bathi zwi. Ngabe bazanga bayalime. Imgodi bayihloniphe. Babhenki imali emabhenki. Kube lama-farmers. Kube lama-businessmen abafana loMaclive Masiwa. Uyakazi uClive Masiwa watevuli efuna evuli econet. Wathiwani? Omnye umama uyamazi.
Hayi, nyakwazi. Nyakwazi, baba.
Wathi unkomo uyahlanya. Usele uphele. Wayefuna ukunika uMasiwa i-license. Kodwa uMasiwa is now a billionaire, uMasiwa.
Hawu, uchakona.
God bless you. Tshela abantu beZimbabwe. If they don't respect the land, they will never get it.
Hawu, boni ke Captain Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo.
Bengi ungangikhohlwa gini number yami zabe lokho ndikhatheka madoda lizazele efika kuzalunga.
Hayi, kuyalunga sibili, ndayithatha inamba yakho ngiyifaka kuvetina lamhlanje.
Eh, ungayikhohlwa anje ngawutshela uthi nawufuna ukulobola khona le endaweni zakini khona le evonkole sangwapi.
Ya, wanitshela wanitshela mzala. Nzakuhlaba mkhwenyana shapo. Alright.
Ukhulumisa uBlessing umtshele amakhohla adla amakhekhe. Ikhekhe livela phansi emhlabathini. Konke isigqoko livela phansi emhlabathini. Everything is from the land.
Hayi, uyitshayile baba, uyitshayile.
Amanzi avela phansi ayephezulu aphinda net.
Thank you, Captain.
Hloniphani iZimbabwe leyana, nxa lingayihloniphanga will never get money.
Hayi, siyabonga Captain, uyitshayile sibili, uyitshayile esikhonkosini. Thanks, baba.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is Captain Nkomo. He's saying a lot of things here, but very meaningful, eh? So he's saying that people have to respect the land because Zimbabwe destroyed its own country. You know, Zimbabweans actually destroyed that country. So he says, you know, as long as there's no money going to the banks, people must forget about getting money.
Yeah.
Because there should be production. And his production concept is, let's start with the land.
Yeah.
Cultivate the land, produce. Mm-hmm. And then you take money to the bank. Mm-hmm. Then people will get some money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, at the end of the day, it's a question of, you know, having an AK-47 out of banks.
Yeah.
He says you cannot have people just fighting every time and all those kind of things. Mm. That will never attract any kind of investment. Now, thank you so much, Captain Kunangapo Spongile Kakulu. Is Loba Futuma Laba, La Pose Kungweni, Ukunangale Kuntutu. Wakutakuzo Kuntutu Ziyatu Nangazi Lamtanji. Baba Malaba, kunjani? Malaba, unjani? Uyanizo Malaba? Ah, Malaba, ifoni yake simane yati kwipu. Blessing kuweka kuna mzo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri. Mm. Mr. Mudzingiri, I think some people were hoping that because the tobacco auction floor is open now, there will be foreign currency. Why is it that it's actually getting worse?
Yeah, one thing that you should understand is like the foreign currency that is generated by the tobacco industry is not that much. Remember, if you compare the output that is generated by farmers and the cost of the goods, like the, for example, if you look at a car and the number of bales that a farmer would want for him to buy a car, you can see that. The cost of primary goods and the manufactured goods, the cost they are quite, you know, different. A manufactured good is very expensive. If we also consider the amount of foreign currency that is being generated by tobacco, it will not be enough to actually cater for the money requirements across the whole economy. Because I think the economy requires something that is close to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe they need about 4 billion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, I'm not following that much, but I'm quite sure that their GDP is around 10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the money that is raised from tobacco, it's just a... And there's a lot of halubalu regarding the demand that is generated, but it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the countries that actually generate more foreign currency, they don't rely only on primary goods. They have to produce tobacco. They have also to produce some other foods besides only producing primary goods. So most of our exports are actually primary goods. If you look at the number of tanks that you need for you to raise enough money to buy a car, you can see that a farmer is generating something that is very small. Even if we have a bumper harvest in maize production, that may not translate into some huge amount within the economy, because the amount that is generated there is quite little compared to the demands, our consumption as an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as we have tobacco auctions coming in, it may not translate into a huge increase in foreign currency.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, our biggest this challenge started when we had the shortage of foreign currency when we were using the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now the government said to come up with a bond. And the bond cannot easily replace the U.S. dollar. It's like, so what we are seeing at the moment is a trend where the government is propaganda so that it can change the brand of the people, like telling the people that the moment we have tobacco, then things will be fine. We are not. They should also talk about the figures that are being generated by the tobacco sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that are being generated there. They are quite little.
Mm-hmm. Thank
that
you.
Is what is the whole economy.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri.
We need a robust policy that is also looking into production on the land and also production in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, goods that are produced in the industry, they put more value than goods that are produced on the land. For example, if you look at, diamond, if it is just a raw diamond and a ring, you can see that the ring is put more value than just a raw diamond. So besides that, you put the land, we should also think about working on the land and doing value exchange so that we can also rake in more recurrence. But our thrust at the moment is that we are talking about just using the land, but without value exchange, it will be very difficult for the country to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Ngman.
Yeah, umalaba sependukile ecingweni. Baba Malaba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, tube njani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu Malaba. Ungaphi khonapho?
Hayi, ngikubulawa yebo.
Yeah, kunjani koluthuthu?
Hayi, kaqandelela nje imini kaThisa, hayi, azaphula kodwa ngoku.
Yeah, nansi indaba yemali lapha baba Malaba. Kuhamba njani?
Indaba yemali iyahlupha baba Dubeka. Iyahlupha sibile ukuthi sibile ubona labantu abadala abakhulileyo sibile sikwelale emaleni nemabhenki sohawulisa abanye ngabavele emakhaya khonale. Umuntu uyahamba ebhenki khonale ethi vuke kusenetile kuzinqe i-$50,000 yamakhoyini. So indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
So uyabe uphiwe ama-coins e-$20 uwathola ngani?
Uyafaka eplastikini kwesikhathi ngakuleinto
kutho ngani usuthwela isaka le mali
uthwela isaka le mali manje nxa usuthi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-prize lawo sokuthi asephelile into zakhona aziqedakali ma
so ama-coins lawa kuyini ngamadola ngamarandi kuyini kuyaba kuyini
hayi anti kule dola le ebambelele yeni kule 25% kule yeni sokusipha le 50% imali oyitholayo
kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele baba Malaba ubona zani konke khonoku kuyagcina ngani ngoba ungazani ukuqhubekela phambili
heyi owanelizwele kuzaba baba due sokuyalamula unkulunkulu asakwazi ukuhamba njani la ungathenga izinto ngathi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-prize asemabili sone-prize yekuzela yamadola sona-prize yekuzela yama-bond nxa usitshintsha imali lapha kuyekuzeleni lapha emhambeleni yama kulaba basifathelene i-prize zezimbili so impilo yakhona sokunzima sila sikwazi ukuthi ungaphethela ngapi la
asithi usuhambile khona ngale ebhanga lakho baba Malaba wazama ukuyidinga imali kwehlula ugcina usenzani
uyazama udinga nalala ukuthi maybe umudinga imbazo kuti imbazo kwa mshupa lakona kuti wazara tewe kufakile loku zimfez kwa tima imana kwa na kuna kuswazi mkutu kuhipatayi nga kwa kuna mungu mtu mbe kwa hizi loku chati loku zi imbazo nga mbe kwa nabanda mbona mwabu imana ni zahile interes uti epa mweo kumiswez so aski limpile nzima kwa hizi nzima kwa hizi nzima kwa
po uzulu uzikipa njani ukono kwa kutupa loku
njani
uzulu uzikupa njani wetu venilolu kumele abantu baphume njani
abela sa aloku loku haya abela kusambela makhanda sakwazi sesifikele back to kumpana ku 2008 kuyelile back to kumpana ukuthi vele haya vele haya sakwazi ngabe imali isibili so lihlele into la isabona kahle
kunzima baba malapha
ya kuzima kakhulu tu
hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe sonke ye khona okade ufuna ukukhuluma
ya hayi kokona ukudathe
siyabonga imalaba baba ungathila kusasa
hayi
yeah that was Mr. Malaba is in Bulawayo in saying that you know life is very difficult for most Zimbabweans and he says people are back to 2008 no reason to say is not the case he says that's the case now. And he says we only need God, this intervention, and nothing else, because there's no, you know, solution in sight for this kind of a problem. Because prices differ, you know. We've got a dollar, different price, bond, different price, and all those kind of things. And you go to the money changers, different prices. So he says people don't know what to do. And they don't even know how to get out of this.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, the government seems to be blaming traders and wholesalers, saying that they are holding money and they are not depositing their money in banks and therefore worsening this crisis. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's not it's an insincere argument, because how do wholesalers and retailers hold the money when people are not able to go and purchase anything in the shops? Which money? And this, even let's say that people are going there to buy using plastic money as an example. So how then do they hold cash if they don't have cash at hand? So to me, it sounds like it's an upset. I mean, argument, to be honest. I think what is needed, Dube, is that the government has to admit that the bond regime has failed. And then I think what is also important is that even if we are to adopt or join the rand money union, people don't have confidence in the banking sector. How many people will bank the rand that ever they will collect in the market? So for me, I think the government has to think about building confidence in the banking sector and general populace for them, for people to be able to say, if I get money, I need to go and bank. So there has to be some semblance of rule of law. Because people feel that if I go and bank today, what if the government tomorrow changes and say we are bringing another current and I lose all my savings? So my thinking is that there has to be a seriousness from the part of the government about building the competence in the banking sector, and that begins by respecting maybe property rights, right? That if I have something, no one can take it away from me. There is a gentleman who spoke about a issue of land that we need to produce so that we sell and get money. As long as we don't produce anything like that gentleman was saying, where will we sustain the money that we'll be getting? We'll give money to the people, and then how do we sustain? So we'll take the right, for example, we give it to the people, and then how does it go back to where it's coming from? Because there's no production. There isn't any export whatsoever for us to get, only getting the hard currency that will then be translated into rent. So there has to be serious policy change from the government, and also some semblance of the rule of law to respect property rights so that we build the investor confidence, so that our auntie who wants to come and invest in Zimbabwe can come knowing that if I put money and begin to produce something in Zimbabwe, I will not lose it tomorrow. By so doing, then we produce and begin to sell and begin to generate hard currency that would then be used as money that would circulate in the market. That's my thinking.
Of course, they say capital is a coward. And therefore, if the policies are not sound, people will not come to invest Gibbs.
Certainly. And Mr. Mtsingiri, you talked about some kind of robust policies that the government can actually craft. But looking at, the political situation that is in Zimbabwe right now, even if you craft anything, Zim Asset, according to some people, is brilliant. But you cannot implement it because of political problems. So now, what is this that we are thinking about, saying that there should be some robust policy to boost agricultural and industrial production?
You see, it should start from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because if as long we have a government that is not responsible, it becomes very difficult for us to ensure that the productivity within the economy. So the first thing that they should do, that should also look at, is the government should cut expenditure. So if government can cut expenditure, of course it's a hard decision, but it's the one that can actually take us forward. Because if you look at the money that is spent on things that are not productive, and if that money can be used to, it can be invested in production, it can make a small change. And that small change in the long run can actually assist in growth. So the first step should be government cutting expenditure. And this thing is something that has been talked about for quite a long time. But because our government doesn't seem to like the idea of reducing the expenditure because of some political reasons, it might be very difficult to implement. But point number one, the government should reduce the expenditure. Point number two, people need to be educated about production on the farm. And they need to be supported with funding. But the funding should not be free for all. The funding should be funding that is attached to... so if someone is producing, he is supposed to be given funds and he should pay back those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have seen that in most cases when people are given free funds, they tend to abuse those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is like farming is a business, and people are rational enough to get out a business venture. So if people can see the returns from farming, and they also are given enough loans, then there should be some production. But in the issue of giving free seed or whatever, it's good for the poor people, but it should not be the case with the rich people, because what has actually driven this economy is people with property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those property rights, they were able to borrow money from the bank. Of course, there's some constitutional interest there, and they were able to produce. And remember, production on the farm, production should farm, that for farm, we should eventually grow until it is actually driving this manufacturing sector. Because if you have production on the farm, it's value efficient. That value efficient will eventually lead to the manufacturing sector actually, improving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the talk that has been making circles is that Zimbabwe is agro-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then we should look at the increasing production on the farm. But how do we do that? We need to train people. We need to give people income. We need to give the people some kind of proper credit. If they can't give them the clear proper credit, it becomes very difficult for them to do improvements on the farm.
Thank you.
Put irrigation.
Thank
because
you.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Mtsingiri, please just stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller, then we come back to you. Tinaba Manyenga or Kwamtoko Makadi. Aiwa, Tirinani. Kwaka mira sei Kwamtoko panya. Tirinani. Kuri sei panya zemari.
Ah, zemari zimu kakungu.
Mhm.
Problem yato ato matkozi kwenye kanya matanda kwa sababu na Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $100.
Mm-hmm.
$100, you know, you take $12.
Mm-hmm.
If you want $100, you want to go on my bone.
Mm-hmm. Saka, I don't know about that $12.
You know, kutenge zine zini kuna top 50 ya tenge kutine kwa kumariye yone I think problem ye kuti mari kutine kwa kumari kuri kumziri laka uya we soja soja iti kutenga na wangu ya muna na kore na zaru tenga kosa andi la tenga soja iku wame unja mari ya wa muna kati surprise unona kumariye yuri kushota kutu kile vosheta sayo wakitika wana 300 million kwa 10 days oroso hiyo mariki benga kuna hiyo apu wakitika mabonjine hiyo siya kwa mende hiyo ya nda kitu hiyo ya baku outside hiyo ya kwa kini hiyo ni ngate ngeze hende ni zambi ya ndo hiyo kwa kwa
saka
there's somewhere, but let's see somewhere. That man is being held somewhere.
You are a human being.
I could be a good thing.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga. Mr. Manyenga there in Mutoko, Mash East is saying the situation is bad. They have to queue for 3 days sometimes, but you know, because there are a few banks in his rural home, he has to go to Harare. You know, and sometimes you will not even get the cash. So he says the situation is really desperate, Gibbs.
Mr. Ndweni, just briefly, you work with vendors. Do they bank any money?
No, people have no confidence in the banking sector. That's a fact. And like I said, people are not getting people who are buying their products. So what they get today, is, I mean, this day is very little. So they are not even paying those who are willing to. But essentially, people have no confidence in the banking sector, so there has to be a campaign somehow, a move by the government that is what it can do to build the confidence in the banking sector. And three, like two, like I said, the government needs to begin to think about how can they influence or how can they come up, think about the respect of property rights, and at the same time also think about how can they improve, I mean, increase productivity that people can produce and then export, and then think about that currency that will then translate into.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. So we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri, economics lecturer, investor of the Free State, and also Mr. Michael Ndweni, economic and political commentator. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.